והואיל מחיה סמולי כורק בכדי שיהיה נשלמו ידי זה כיסו יושמו ישלש מספורך. The main purpose for מחיה סמולי is so that the name of Hashem and the throne of Hashem should be completed. As the Gemara darshins on the Posek Yod al Kesko, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem has sworn that Ein Hashem Sholem, Ve'ein HaKisei Sholem, Ad Sheyimcha Zecher HaMolei. Hashem says, my name is incomplete, and my throne is incomplete, until Amolek will be destroyed. Of the 613 mitzvahs that are found in the Torah, how many of them deal with Mechias HaMolek? Technically, three. There are three mitzvahs in the Torah related to Mechias HaMolek. Zocher, Zocher Eis Asher Osroch HaMolek, a mitzvah saseh, which the Gemara says is bepeh. How do we fill that mitzvah? By laning Parshas Zocher. It's done with the mouth. Timche es Zecher HaMolek. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Timche es Zecher HaMolek. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of erasing the name of HaMolek. B'maise, this means in action. The Shulchan Aruch says that there were Chachomim who would write Amolek on the bottom of their shoe, and when they would bang, when they said Homon, they would want to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs asay of Timcha, erasing the name of Amolek, a special mitzvah, write Amolek on a piece of paper and tear it up. That's Mechias Amolek b'maise, and Loi Sishkach, the Pasuk says at the end of Parsha Zohar, Loi Sishkach, that's another mitzvah in the Torah of the Tariq Mitzvahs, b'machshovo. Forgetting is in the mind. Don't forget means this has to be a mental item. A person has to keep this item in their mind at all times. Hainu, b'machshavo dibur u'maise, tzrichen l'mechoisoi, yimach shemoi. A yid has a mitzvah to erase Amalek in machshavo, in dibur, and in maise. We mentioned the Zohar HaKadosh says that a yid, a person, is called Adam. Adam represents all the levels on which a human being functions. The Dalet Mem represent Dibur and Maisa. The Aleph represents Machshova. Va'a'alefcho Chochmo. I will teach you. The Aleph is associated with Chochmo, with the Moyach, with Seichel. Aleph is the beginning again. Where everything begins from is the Moyach Machshova. So we know that the totality of a human being is Machshova Dibur Maisa. When it comes to Amalek, Hashem wants a Yid to get rid of Amalek from head to toe. Machshovo, Dibur, and Maisa on all three levels, wipe him out. L'zois yesh mipurim ad Pesach habo aleinu shleishim yoim. This is why the Sforam HaKadoshim bring that between Purim and Pesach, there are exactly 30 days. U'bohem tof shin chof shois. In 30 days, there's how many hours? 30 times 24 is 720. 720 hours. Shivo meyos, the esrim shois. Vehem, the mispar, gimel pa'omim Amalek. These are exactly bigimatria three times Amalek. Ki Amalek, bigimatria rom. Amalek is bigimatria 240. Rom al kol goyim Hashem, kaviocho. The greatness of Hashem is referred to as rom, and Amalek is the zel umase. Amalek is the opposite. He is called racious goyim Amalek. He is the opposite of rom. The opposite of the marus of Hashem, the authority of Hashem, is this Amalek, the challenger, chas v'shalom, to the covet of Hashem. So we say that three times Amalek is bigimatria 720 hours. Hen gam kein tov shin chof. Umuva the Sefer Chesed Lavron. This is all Rav Kochel Lezal's writing. He's quoting the Bnei Yisachar, brings this item we just said. Now he says, Umuva the Sefer Chesed Lavron. It's brought in the Sefer Chesed Lavron, which was written by the father of the Chidozal. It's one of the early Sifrei Kabbalah. Shemayim HaPurim ad Arba Osar B'Nisan, that from Purim until the 14th day of Nisan, Hashem does a unique type of chesed with the Yidden. Hashem takes the Yidden out of their hecholos of tumah of the past year, because don't forget, Nisan is the beginning of a new year. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a new beginning. Ad shebiyudalet Nisan anu metuhorin mitumah samolik. The Chesed Lavram writes that on Yud Dalet Nisan, on the first day of Pesach, a Yid is considered to be completely pure. These 720 hours are filled with Mechias Amolek on all three levels, where a person becomes completely rid himself of Amolek, period. Ach, What is this dependent on? Ach ba'ifon sha'onu nekayim be'elu hayomim nipurim ad erev Pesach lishmer hashois. This is on the condition that a yid is particular during this time from Purim to Pesach to watch the time very carefully, to make every second count. Gimel pa'omim rom limchais b'machshova v'chein b'dibur v'chein b'maisa. This is how a person is mekayim the posuk ki yod al keis ko. The word ki is extra there. What is ki needed over there? Pasuk just said yod al keisko, Hashem places his hand on his throne, to say the ki there could have been left out. Ki is bigematria 30, hinting to the 30 days from Purim till Pesach. Ki, the 30 days up until yod, up until the 14th day of Nisan, 30 days prior to that is when this process begins of wiping out the name of Amalek completely. Umuva, and it's brought Shebias Moshiach Tzidkenu Yihye Im Yirtz Hashem B'Erev Pesach, that Moshiach is supposed to come on Erev Pesach. Ki Yod Al-Kais, what is Al-Kais? Sheyiyye Nishlam HaKisei Ko, the throne of Hashem will be Nishlam. Hashem's name will be Nishlam B'Yoyim Rishon Shel Pesach,